Hello, my name is Brandy Walker. Welcome to Throwing Light. This is episode 48, Uncertainty. Okay, so it's story time. I'm trying to formulate how exactly to tell this story best. I have in my notes here that it started with an Instagram post, and that's kind of true in that that's the first place that I put it out in public. But the actual story started much, much earlier. So in the episodes about how not to quit on your dreams, I kind of alluded to I'd gotten a job, but if you notice, like, there wasn't a lot of celebrating, and like, I didn't say it as a sure thing. There's a reason for that. I interviewed on a Monday, like a few weeks ago, back in March, and I got hired on the spot, and it was pretty incredible. And I was able to tell them in the interview, like, I'm pregnant, by the way. And I felt really good. It felt really like aligned with my integrity, to be honest about that. I got hired so fast that I didn't have a chance to say up front that 15 years ago, I was arrested for a DWI. And so when my future boss needed my information, my address and stuff for a background check. So I sent that and I said, you know, by the way, I got a DWI in 2004. If you have any questions, like, please let me know. So he replied and said that shouldn't be an issue because it was more than 10 years ago, but he would let me know if it was. And so I waited to hear back and I didn't hear back for a while. And then I sent a follow-up email checking up. He said he had talked to a director and they were requesting a letter of explanation. So I wrote that and I sent that off. And then I didn't hear anything for another week. And at this point, I was starting to get a little nervous. And I had a lot of... It's such an interesting thing. You know, I obviously made it through grad school and two internships, having had this. In North Carolina, DWIs never go off your record. So if you're in a different state, that might be different. But I happened to get it in North Carolina, so it'll always kind of be on there. And so I was getting a bit nervous and I just didn't know. I was kind of basically starting to freak out. I found myself complaining to everybody and just like really, really nervous. And like, should I start looking for another job? Like, what is going on? In the quiet moments, I would think, you know, this or something better. If it's not supposed to work out, if it doesn't work out, then something better is coming. But then I would go right back to freaking out. I ultimately did find out, and it is fine. There was, I think, a miscommunication, but the short version is I definitely have the job. I don't start as soon as I thought I started, but that's actually good. I got to push my start date back a bit, and that's going to allow me to work on some personal projects like this podcast, and so I'm very excited about that. And I got the job. Like, I got the job. And so when I actually was creating the idea for this episode, I didn't know. And this was over a span of like 3 weeks. So I was just progressively getting more and more freaked out. And then I posted this thing on Instagram where I was just like, you know what? I think I'm just going to let go of the outcome. And I think I'm just going to like lean into uncertainty and trust that it is going to be okay. And this or something better means that it will work out or it won't, but I will be okay. And I think that it's scary when these things happen. And I haven't done a money update in a while. I think it was called Broke AF, but like financially, we're in a big place of transition. And so it's not as dire as it was back then, but I have to start bringing in an income. And I'm also having a baby in September, so there's some uncertainty there. And different people have different, in business, it's called risk tolerance, how much you can take risk-wise. And I generally can take a lot, but as I get older, that gets a bit harder. Because I have a high risk tolerance, I like to like create a cushion, and my cushion is running out. Like my cushion is running thin because we've been in school, we've been in transition. The benefit of not hearing back was that I had a lot of time to contemplate, like, what am I gonna do if I don't get this job? And I came up with some pretty interesting solutions. And so to kind of bring it back on like what this has to do with you, you know, I feel like we all go through these periods where we just don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if you're going to get the job. You don't know if you're going to keep the job. You don't know what you're going to do if you have a baby or if you stay home with the baby or if you go after this dream or whatever the thing is, divorce or marriage. I think in those moments, it is of the utmost importance that you trust yourself, that you weigh your options with as clear a head as possible, and then you allow yourself to be in this space of not knowing. And that's the space that none of us wants to be in. But it's actually a space, I think, that spirit or God or your higher self can speak to you and communicate in ways that perhaps they can't when things feel like a sure thing. Like I said, it did end up working out. But I do believe that it would have been okay even if it hadn't. And I haven't started yet, so no 100% guarantees, but there's never 100% guarantee. And I think this is true whether you're starting a new job or starting a new passion project. So I just wanted to do like a quick little episode on what are you uncertain about and what is that uncertainty teaching you? And what are your options? And how are you surviving? How are you making it through the uncertainty and thriving in a midst of not knowing what the heck is going to happen? Yeah, so that's it. Namaste. Thank you for listening. I so appreciate your ears. If you like what you heard, there are a couple of ways that you can support this podcast and help build momentum. First, you can share it with a friend. Second, you can leave a review on iTunes or whatever podcast app you're listening through. And third, you can support Throwing Light on Patreon and get cool shit, including a shout out on the podcast. Thank you again. I hope you have an unexpectedly amazing day.